Greetings, my friends. Welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula. It's hard to imagine freedom in the absence of justice, or justice in the absence of laws. But justice, says our guest Alan Dershowitz, is not a natural human act. It's something for which we have to struggle, and it's always a work in progress. Alan Dershowitz is a widely known litigator, Harvard Law professor, and author. Mr. Dershowitz believes the stories found in the Bible's book of Genesis show us where the ideas about justice began. He also thinks Genesis tells us how justice took shape, and he believes Genesis is still a good instructor to this day. Consider another vital idea.
The seeds of democracy are in questioning authority, and the seeds of democracy are in requiring authority to justify. Bishop Tutu recently said the only totalitarian that's legitimate in the world is God. I disagree. I think the God that I admire is a God who's not a totalitarian, a God who ceded some of his authority to his creatures and said, let's have a contract.
Alan Dershowitz is a lawyer and scholar. He is the Felix Frankfurter Professor of Law at Harvard University. He's known for defending the accused in high-profile cases. Mr. Dershowitz is also a litigator, columnist, lecturer, book reviewer, and a prolific author. His most recent book is The Genesis of Justice. In it, he finds the roots of Western justice in the Bible. This carries on the tradition established in his youth at Jewish parochial school, the yeshiva. Because both justice and democracy wither when neglected, Bill Russell and I welcomed Alan Dershowitz and the opportunity to explore these ideas with him. Alan Dershowitz, whenever I am in the vicinity of Montgomery, Alabama, I make it a point to go to the Southern Poverty Law Center that Morris Dees started, because there is a very wonderful tribute to people great and small from the civil rights movement, the African-American struggle for justice in this country. And part of this wonderful monument is a waterfall. And the water goes over a large wall that is quoting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., speaking to when justice will pour down like the waters, quoting from the Old Testament prophets. Until thinking along with your newest work, I hadn't made the full connection between justice and those Old Testament Hebrew prophets.
I think the Old Testament is all about justice. Even the first book of Genesis, which is not about law, is about justice. It's about human beings' quest for justice in the absence of law. I don't agree with the Old Testament prophet who anticipated that justice will come flowing down like the waters. It'll never happen. I agree much more with Deuteronomy, which says, justice, justice shalt thou pursue. It's like a holy grail. It's not achievable. The struggle for justice never stays won. It will never be a waterfall. It will always be something you chase after, can never quite accomplish, because I don't think human beings are hardwired for justice. I don't think it's the natural part of human beings. I think it's
do
in the
that
nature.
Again slower. Human beings are not wired for
more
justice.
Slowly.
I don't think human beings are hardwired for justice. I don't think it's a natural part of human nature. We're like other animals, wired to acquire, to kill, to eat, to reproduce. We have to struggle for justice. The book of Genesis is about that struggle. It's about primitive human instincts seeking control and not always finding it. I mean, look, think of the first story of the Bible with God telling Adam, don't try to obtain knowledge. Don't eat from the tree of knowledge. If you do, you will die on the day that you eat of the tree of knowledge. Adam does the right thing. He disobeys God right from the beginning. He says, I'm going to get knowledge. And Eve says, I'm going to get knowledge. The unexamined life is not worth living. I'll take the consequences. The consequences are mortality. Fine, I'd rather be mortal, but wise, than immortal and without knowledge.
I never thought until you, just listening, you described that of justice as or something that is the kinesthetics of justice, the aesthetics of the dynamics of justice, that it is not a terminal state, it is not an absolute state, it is not an ideal state, it is an ongoing struggle.
It's a process. And my favorite story in the book of Genesis is about the first lawyer. Jesus didn't like lawyers. The Old Testament likes lawyers. Abraham's the first lawyer. He argues with God. God comes down and says, shall I withhold from my servant Abraham what I am about to do to the sinners of Sodom? He says, no, I'm going to tell him. And he tells Abraham, I'm going to destroy all the people of Sodom. And Abraham says, you, God, the judge of the entire world, are going to be unjust by sweeping along the innocent with the guilty? How dare you? He uses the Hebrew term chalila, which is as strong as you can say, profane. It would be sacrilegious of you, God. And he
says, pretty nervy of just a regular old guy to be arguing with God.
Well,
isn't it?
The first time the word chutzpah is ever used is in regard to Abraham arguing with God. It says in the Talmud, chutzpah klapei shemaya, that is, chutzpah, even in confronting heaven, Abraham is the original man of chutzpah. But the interesting argument goes something like this. Abraham says, if I can find 10 righteous people, will you save everybody? God should have responded by saying, if you can find 10 righteous people, I'll save the 10 righteous people. Why should I save the unrighteous as well? But he doesn't do that. And my interpretation is, he was telling Abraham that to do human justice, you need a process. And if the process sweeps away as many as 10, it's a flawed process. When the governor of Illinois recently put a moratorium on the death penalty, he basically said, there are 13 innocent people on death row. I'm not just going to spare the 13. I'm going to relook at the process. Something's wrong with the process that could put 13 people who are innocent on death row. So justice is a process. It's not an end result.
This is Alan Dershowitz. We're all going to be back for more process in just a moment here on The Paula Gordon Show. Please be with us when we return.